Prepare to be astonished.
It's that time again.
Let's get started.
From the Clatsop County Historical Society, an adventure in history with Matt Burns and Alana Quila.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
And now, with today's adventure, it's Mac and Alana.
And welcome to Adventures in History with Alana Quila and Mac Burns. I hope you all had a great, happy, merry Christmas. Very magical.
I had a terrible Christmas.
No, you didn't.
I did. Some big fat guy busted into my house.
And terrified your children.
He did. And he must have been at other places because he had a big bag of stuff he'd already stolen.
It is the one part of the holiday that my five-year-old still doesn't quite know if she likes it or not. The strange person coming into her home. I mean, she likes the results and she loves Santa,
sure.
But while she's sleeping?
Yeah, I'm a little disturbed by that too. More power to her.
Yeah.
The creepy guy that busts into your house.
I mean,
he's leaving stuff, so I guess that's good.
Yes.
But yeah, and the I'm always watching.
Yeah.
He knows when you're asleep or awake and when you've been bad or good. No.
We don't really focus on that.
Now, does your little one know what's going on? Because she's only a year old.
The one? No, not really. But, I mean, it is still a very magical age. So she's very much into the lights and the tree and pretty much every single thing in my home. She's into all of it. We baby-proofed.
Yes.
And it doesn't even matter.
No.
It makes no difference. She finds the one crumb on the floor and puts it right in her mouth or the... You know, still smashes her finger in the childproof locked cabinets.
Yes. Now, is she a climber at all?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my kid was a climber. I mean, top of the fridge. We're like, how did you even, what?
Yeah.
And the little things over the doorknobs didn't matter.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, might as well just left the door open.
But still, very fun. And it is, you know, she's very much excited by it all, for sure.
See, you've got on the cusp of the best ages, I think.
Mm-hmm. on the cusp.
Well, the one-year-old, I mean, yeah. To me, not till they start talking, having a personality. I mean, they have a personality, I get it. But
yes.
Until they're like little people interacting.
Right.
Like two, I love.
Yep, two and three.
Two up to like 10.
Yeah.
And then they start turning into jerky teenagers.
Oh, jeez.
So, well, shall we get right to the big last show of the year?
It is. It's very exciting. We're happy because this was a nice end to the year in kind of a year that was, you know, kind of crummy.
You know, we talked about because last week we were still getting letters.
Yes.
People coming to pick them up. And, you know, the letters to Santa thing was so huge. So special thanks to Providence Seaside and to Kent and LJ Easom. It was so moving. You know, Santa told us all about these letters.
Yes.
And then watching the families or kids come back for the stockings with a personalized letter from Santa that referenced things in their letters. So you could tell they were real letters.
Very touching.
They weren't just something like Mac wrote.
Yes.
You know, they were the real deal because Santa knew what was in those letters.
Yep. No, my five-year-old believed it. She was very pleased with that letter that she got back and also very pleased with the giant candy cane inside too.
Yes.
Yes.
They just looked giant because the stockings were small.
They do. Yes.
All right. But yeah, it was a lovely thing.
Great program.
Thank you to our two sponsors for making that happen. And it's probably even next year when we bring back Santa in the house, we might still do a letters to Santa thing.
I love it. I mean, that adorable mailbox is just perfect. We got some great family photos there. So
the elves outdid themselves.
They did.
All right. Shall we get to the big show?
Yeah.
This day in history.
Okay.
December 27th. And these are things, of course, that you can win trivia or Jeopardy or bar fights or whatever you want. Or you can just seem really smart.
For the next few hours of today.
Yes.
Yeah.
We really probably should do like tomorrow.
I know. I was wondering that. Cause...
Maybe we should switch that in the new year.
Or do both of them. Come over, you know.
You never know. Somebody might be getting an argument right now.
That's true. It's true.
All right. So this day in 1900. Prohibitionist Carrie Nation smashes the bar at the Carrie Hotel in Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
I've been in this building.
Okay. Have you been in the bar?
It's no longer a bar.
Okay.
But the owner was trying to do historic preservation stuff and trying to figure out how to incorporate.
Oh, neat.
But that was 25 years ago at the beginning of my museum career. So
yeah.
I don't know what's become of the building.
Oh, interesting.
But Carrie Nation with a big old axe. An axe to grind and an axe to swing. 1904. J.M. Barrie's play Peter Pan opens in London.
Okay.
Peter Pan.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Is it?
Well, I mean, Peter Pan, sure.
I always just once wanted the pirate to win.
Oh. Yeah, he doesn't.
Although I like Smedley the most. Isn't that the name of the second in command?
Of the older...
The pirates?
Yeah.
Smedley. Yeah. All right. I don't know why that makes me laugh. 1932, Radio City Music Hall opens in New York City. At the height of the Great Depression, thousands turn out for the opening of Radio City Music Hall, a magnificent Art Deco theater in New York City. Radio City Music Hall was designed as a palace for the people, a place of beauty where ordinary people could see high-quality entertainment. Since its 1932 opening, more than 300 million have gone to Radio City to enjoy movies, stage shows, concerts, and special events.
Well, that is exciting.
And the Rockettes.
Yeah. Although all dark this year, right?
All dark, yeah. Yeah. I've been to Radio City Music Hall a number of times, fun. Including like a big Christmas show. And I swear, though my father has no memory of this, I swear he talked his way up into the rafters and was allowed to play the big organ.
Oh, but he has no memory of
it. He doesn't remember that. I'm like, I distinctly remember. And I've like quizzed him like, well, then where would I have remembered you sneaking your way up and talking your way into... Like, hey, I play the organ, and all of a sudden the organist is letting you play.
Oh, how fun.
I think it's like a Mighty Wurlitzer, I think is the name of the organ.
Huh.
And he's like, I know, I've never gone up to Radio City Music Hall, up into the... And I was like, well, where were we? I remember a giant Christmas show. I know we went to Radio City Music Hall. Was it across the street? Was it someplace else? So, anyway. 1947, the first Howdy Doody show is telecast on NBC.
Wow.
Howdy Doody. I never watched it as a kid, even reruns.
Well, yeah.
It's just like a puppet. I don't get, I mean, I know it was immensely popular, but I never enjoyed it.
Yes, I'm so, sure. Not We've evolved since then.
Yeah. You got something against puppets?
No, nothing at all. But it has improved.
I wish you had something against puppets, because that would be a nice tangent. All right, 1968, because you know I love the space stuff, Apollo 8 returns to Earth. It was the first manned mission to the moon. They went in orbit around the moon on Christmas Eve. Frank Borman, James Lovell, and William Anders.
How fun.
And they like broadcast Christmas Eve from the moon. Yeah. Although it kind of drives me nuts. You'd be that close and not be able to stop.
Right.
I mean, yeah, okay. I know you got to learn how to get there and go in orbit and come back first. But to be that tantalizingly close, we can see it. We're only like a mile up.
And not home for Christmas either. It's like they drew the short straw and the short straw. Oh, guess what? You get to go here and you get to not be home.
Wouldn't you go ahead and make that trade, though, and have Christmas early?
Yes. Of course we would, but...
I would so go to space in a heartbeat if I was allowed to. All right, 1979, the Soviets take over Afghanistan. I wonder how that turned out for them. Hmm. Nobody likes trying to invade Afghanistan. All right, but our history highlight of the day, the thing that had the most impact, I believe, on world history, 1831.
Okay.
Charles Darwin set sail from England. The British naturalist Charles Darwin set sail out of Plymouth, England, aboard the HMS Beagle. I don't know why I love the name of that ship. On a 5-year surveying expedition of the Southern Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And of course, he writes all about evolution.
Right. That is an interesting name for a ship.
The Beagle.
Yeah. It seems so simple for a man that did anything really but simple.
Well, I'm picturing the captain.
Yeah.
You know, over here is the captain of the shark and the barracuda. And I got the Beagle. I got the cute little dog. Somehow seems like a little bit of a lesser
name, I think, for a ship. But certainly, yeah, influential. Yeah,
so would you ever go to the Galapagos Islands?
I would.
See, I would like to do that, too.
Yeah, for sure. My grandpa went there.
Wow.
Yeah, I've read Easter Island. Lots of good stories come from Galapagos.
And did they go like on their a cruise where they saw it and spent like an hour, or did they actually like really explore?
I believe that my grandpa went like with some other folks that were in the military with him. So they went and they were there for a little while. Yes, wow. So it was a little more than a tour.
Arlene Lemire, she talked to our Rotary Club once about a trip she took. Where they actually like swam and did all kinds of things.
Oh, there at the Galapagos.
Yeah, I was kind of jealous.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Anyway, that's our history highlight of the day. So since this is the last show of the year.
Mm-hmm. The best one.
The best, because it just keeps getting better.
It does.
Every show is the best one ever.
Yeah.
2020 was kind of a lost year, but we began the year by talking about things that were turning 100 in 2020. Mm-hmm. So we figured we'd review that list and then talk about things that are going to turn 100 next year.
It was so long ago.
It does seem so. It seems like decades ago.
It does.
But so shall we just hit a few?
Let's just hit a few. But I love the first one because we already talked about it a little bit. Band-Aids 100 years ago, because a man created it because his wife cut herself often doing household chores, taking care of him, taking care of others.
Yeah. I like that that's his solution.
I know, right? Oh, here you go, honey.
I'll invent Band-Aids instead of like actually helping you around the house. And right. Why do you keep cutting yourself? Exactly. What's the problem here?
Instantly put it into production. So like that a lot. Hair dryers too is another great one. Prior to this, women used to stick a pipe into the exhaust of a vacuum cleaner. I mean, that just tells me that you should never underestimate a woman because she'll figure it out. I mean, well, she'll do something to figure out the problem or to find the solution.
Yes.
So thank goodness a hairdryer came around instead of sticking their hair into a vacuum. Baby Ruth, of course, created. Now
that was named for the baseball player, wasn't it? Babe Ruth.
Oh, I thought it came in the Goonies.
That's right.
Yes. No, it came. I'm not reading this right. Created in 1920. So yes.
It was the daughter of the U.S. President Grover Cleveland.
Oh, there we go.
His daughter was Ruth, Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
So that's where it comes from. Although they really wink, wink, nod, nod. It was really to get off the fame of Babe Ruth, the baseball player.
Oh, there you go.
But so they didn't have to pay him anything. That was the excuse. So I like three-color, four-directional traffic signs were invented. That makes driving a little bit easier. For sure. The Jungle Gym.
Yep. We love one. We have them.
Do you really?
We do have one. Yep.
So I never really dug them because I always felt like I was going to fall off and fall on my head. So, and then the Good Humor Bar and the Eskimo Pie, both as if one wasn't enough.
Right. They revolutionary. The gummy bears, the Haribo gummy bears, which my husband claims are the best gummy bears of all of them. They're sweeter or something. I don't know.
He's a connoisseur of gummies.
He is. Those are the ones that he likes. So, and it was originally called the Dancing Bear.
See, I like that.
There we go. AMC movie theaters. That's what came out.
They might have just lasted 100 years and that's it.
I know.
Our movie theaters. But I believe movie theaters are coming back. I believe they will come back after this. Because even though we stream at home, there's still something the magic about. And it's not necessarily the popcorn. It's the event that I'm going somewhere and then it's a dark theater. And all of a sudden this giant screen of light tells me a story.
It's an event for sure.
And it's not recreated at home on your TV.
Yeah, not at all.
So I believe movie theaters, as much as they've had a terrible year, they're coming back.
No, we had just taken my daughter to her first movie theater movie, Frozen 2, year ago.
I gave you grief about that on the radio.
Yes, that was it. But thank goodness we did because...
Yeah.
I mean, so that was kind of nice. And since then, you know, now it costs... We rented a movie the other night that was supposed to come out. And it was $20 to rent. Because it's supposed to be the equivalent. And I was like, this isn't the equivalent. It cost like $75 for all of us to go last time. $100 to drive. So other things that went on. 18th Amendment prohibition. 18th Amendment banned manufacture, sale, and transportation of alcohol. Turns 100.
The ink blot test.
Oh, fun.
These are all things that turned 100 last year. Two classic books. The Edith Wharton. The Age of Innocence was published in 1920, and then F. Scott Fitzgerald, best known, of course, for The Great Gatsby, but he wrote This Side of Paradise in 1920.
All right. ACLU was founded amidst the Red Scare, and Eddie Bauer opened a shop in his hometown of Seattle, Washington, and later created a quilted goose down jacket called the Skyliner.
I like that, the Skyliner.
Yeah.
Rubbermaid. Now, originally, though, they were not they weren't making things to store. Instead, they manufactured toy balloons.
How interesting!
But then they realized, maybe we have something over here with these storage containers. The professional football. I should have left that one for you.
Oh yes,
professional football.
Professional Football Association. The league was founded in Ohio. That's exciting. Although I'm not really a pro football fan. College football.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, and commercial broadcast radio. First commercial broadcast happens on November 2nd in 1920.
Woohoo. Yeah. Radio is now almost, we're days away from being 101 years old. But the other two local things that, unfortunately, their celebrations kind of got ruined by 2020, but the Astoria Rotary Club turned 100.
Oh, that is exciting.
This year. We're still in this year. And the Angora Hiking Club.
Okay.
And they had all kinds. They were going to have a banquet, and they were going to, their very first hike 100 years ago was up Saddle Mountain, and they were going to do that hike again.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if they actually did, because they are doing hikes still. But
right, but Saddle Mountain's like the last one to open. So
yeah, so those were things that we should have been celebrating
all year,
all of 2020, but there's things that are being celebrated next year.
Okay, well.
Should we talk about some of them? Things that were created or invented or hit the mass market in 1921. And we'll begin with a serious one. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier was dedicated March 4th, 1921. Congress approves the burial of an unidentified soldier from World War I. Of course, then it was the Great War. At Arlington National Cemetery, the inscription on the tomb reads, "Here rests in honored glory an American soldier known but to God."
That is exciting. Yeah, definitely quite a monument. Switching gears a little bit.
Just a little.
You know, Coco Chanel introduces Chanel number 5.
Now, are there no other numbers? My ignorance here.
I don't think so.
Is there Chanel number 2? Is there in the Chanel number 4?
Jeez, I don't know enough. But I always find that the perfume commercials during the holidays are really good, right? It makes me want to go wear perfume.
I swear I gave my mother when I was like 8. For Christmas, Chanel number 5.
There you go. See, it worked on you all the way back then. Headrests on car seats also happened. The inventor was Benjamin Katz. Invented in 1921, headrests attained widespread popularity due to the comfort they provided to car users. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration mandated the use of headrests in all new cars sold on or after January 1st in 1969. So took a couple of years to realize that they actually were better than just for comfort.
It wasn't a required thing.
Right.
All right. So the lie detector test was invented by John A. Larson. The lie detector or polygraph was invented by John A. Larson, a medical student in California. The device measured the heartbeats and breathing rate of a person in order to check whether the person was lying or not. If the pulse rate and breathing were high, then an alarm would buzz indicating that the person was lying. He's a lying liar who lied through their lie hole.
Or nervous or scared or terrified.
So that's why these, I don't think these are acceptable in court anymore.
No.
So.
But they're great on movies and TV shows, aren't they?
That's like the worst thing ever, going to the doctor and getting your blood pressure. Because I'm at the doctor. Of course I'm nervous.
Right.
Of course it's going to be elevated.
The flow process chart. Inventor. Flow process chart was made by scientist Frank Gilbreth in 1921 as a presentation to the American Society of Mechanical Engineers. A flow process chart is a diagram that depicts the step-by-step work of a program. Flow process chart was further developed by Alan H. Mogensen.
The flow chart.
Oh, I know. They are so popular at Providence Eastside Hospital.
Now, I can't even imagine that's something that gets invented.
Right, but they're fabulous, aren't they? Right? Oh, here's the flow chart. Here you go.
I have one of my favorite memes ever is a flow chart for the Devo song Whip It. When should something be whipped? And they like use the lyrics, and it's just very funny. I should post it on Facebook.
That's a good one.
The state, this is a bad one. State sales tax. Mm-hmm. West Virginia becomes the first state to enact a sales tax and became effective on July 1st, 1921.
Okay, well, still don't have one here, though.
Thank goodness.
Yes. Unless you're listening across the river, then
sorry.
We're sorry, yes.
But okay. You can come over here and shop.
Yes. The first successful demonstration of aerial crop dusting was performed in Ohio by Lieutenant John McReady. He was flying a Curtiss JN-JH Jenny. Harry McElhon of Harry's Bar in Paris. Oh,
you're going right to another
right
one. That's
to the
okay.
next one. That's all right. Sorry. He created the Bloody Mary.
The Bloody Mary.
So aerial crop dusting, and I combined it with the Bloody Mary. Probably not good to combine the two. Yeah,
don't combine
those
two things. See, I was trying to decide if I had anything to say about aerial crop dusting, but I really don't.
Yeah. I'm sure it's great.
I've seen them.
Yes.
I've driven on highway watching one like do their thing.
Right.
And think, are they getting my car at all? Am I?
I know. Like, should I roll the windows up?
So I don't have anything to add to that, but I like this one because we have a Wichita thing going.
Yep.
Carrie Nation, at the beginning of the show, we talked about her, and I worked in and lived in Wichita and went to school in Wichita for a while. White Castle Hamburger Chain was founded in Wichita, Kansas by Walter A. Anderson and E.W. Ingram. The steam-fried hamburgers 18 per pound of ground beef. That seems like a very small hamburger.
It does.
Cooked they on are. A bed of onions cost a nickel. It is the oldest hamburger chain ever. And how weird is this? Wichita. I mean, you don't think of Wichita being like the center of anything.
No.
White Castle starts there. Pizza Hut starts there.
Oh, interesting.
Two major franchises.
With very similar, well, doesn't Pizza Hut have a kind of the same little diagram?
It kind of does. Although their original building really wasn't. Their original building was moved.
Okay.
The Pizza Hut one. It's on the campus of Wichita State University now. The White Castle, I seem to recall going past its original location, but I have no memories of it, and I didn't take a picture in front of it.
Yeah, and they are tiny. Have you ever had them? They're, I mean, they're just teeny tiny. They're like on a dinner roll.
I have
and
not.
That they charge you the same amount. Yeah.
Are they like really like sliders more
they
than anything
else? They are sliders, yes.
Before that word was invented?
Correct.
Yeah, I've never actually been into a White
Castle. So again, they gave you the smaller hamburger for the same price. So people loved it.
It's genius.
Also in 1921, Wheaties breakfast cereal was created. A health clinician in Minneapolis, while mixing a batch of bran gruel for his patients, spilled some of the mix on the hot stove where it sizzled into a crisp flake.
I'm sorry, I just love the word gruel. Repeatedly throughout my kids' childhoods. What are we having for breakfast? Gruel. That was always my answer, gruel. So to actually see the word in print just kind of makes me laugh.
So Wheaties is just a mocked up version of it. After tasting the very first Wheaties prototype, he took the idea to the Washburn Crosby Company, where the head miller, George Cormack, took on the task of trying to strengthen the flakes to keep them from turning to dust inside a cereal box. Man, they are still trying to do that. Cormack tested 36 varieties of wheat before he developed the perfect flake. The name Wheaties was chosen by a company-wide contest won by Jane Bousman, the wife of the export manager.
Oh, the fix was in. I'm not a Wheaties fan.
No, not at all.
No, and I don't understand the taste appeal of it at all.
Well, now we know why, because it's gruel.
It's gruel. It really is gruel. Betty Crocker is created by advertising manager Sam Gill of Washburn Crosby Company, later General Mills. Betty is the fictional spokesperson who answers correspondence. You know, in getting rid of these inappropriate, is Betty Crocker going to hang around, or is she also going the way of some of the others?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Hasn't seemed to fade yet, right? 1921, also French's mustard was advertised for the first time. Still around today, right? And also Chuckles sugared jelly candies are introduced.
Is that the worst jellied candy? Is there more than others? Is there more than one jellied candy?
Sugar chuckles. U.S. table salt makers introduced iodized salt. That's great. Helpful. Pours, right? Isn't that the big
That's right.
deal? Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And Wise potato chips were also introduced.
Then the Minnesota Cooperative Creameries Association is formed. Why do we care? Because it's now known as Land O'Lakes.
And in 1921, Father Edward J. Flanagan opened his first boys' home in Omaha, Nebraska, later moved to a farm outside Omaha, which became known as Boys Town. My folks grew up in Omaha, and so they knew Boys Town very well and have talked about it. So I've heard about it.
Omaha, the best zoo in the nation.
That's what they say.
It is. It's a very good, nice zoo. But there's one other thing that didn't make our list that we have that's local. And there's probably other things. Don't like be calling all angry that I left this off or we left this off. This is just a taste of things to celebrate next year. But turning 100 next year, Boy Scout Troop 211 was formed in Astoria, Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Back in 1921.
And is that the same troop?
That is the same troop that is still around that my son was a member of. Our last Eagle Scout was Keegan Rasko.
Okay. Yes.
Everybody knows Keegan. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, my son just finished, so he's the latest Eagle Scout. But neither one has been presented because of COVID yet. But the troop still exists. Bob Lovell was the longtime Scoutmaster. And the troop used to be huge. It's been up, it's been down, but it still meets regularly. And it still exists.
That's exciting.
100 years later.
Are you still a part of it too?
Yes, I'm.
Yeah.
I am still the Scoutmaster.
You are.
Until I
okay.
hand it off to somebody else.
Well, that's great.
So
also United Way Agency.
Is that a turning?
Boy Scouts is part of the United Way.
It is. It's one of the
United Ways.
12, 14 local things that are benefits from the United Way drives.
So that's great.
So shall we take a little break?
Sounds good.
December 27th, 1904. Packed to the doors, the lobby, and the sidewalk was the rule of the unique last night. The usual Monday night critics were there and pronounced the show a great one. Kendall and Thompson, two stylish-looking ladies, open the show with cornet solos and army trumpets, giving the regulation army bugle calls. Kennedy and Vincent do a comedy act entitled The Bell and the Bellboy, the illustrated song which will never grow old, namely The Little Boy Blue. Jenkins and O'Neill have an act which is a scream from start to finish. The moving pictures, which have always been their best, are up to the usual standard, namely The Strike and A Drama in Midair. December 28th, 1885. Never was such a rush made for any drugstore as is now at E.E. Dimond and Company's for a trial bottle of Dr. King's new discovery for consumption, colds, and coughs. All persons affected with asthma, bronchitis, hoarseness, severe coughs, or any affection of the throat and lungs can get a trial bottle of this great remedy by calling it above drugstore. Regular size, $1.
And welcome back to Adventures in History. I'm Alana Quila with Providence Seaside Hospital, here today with Mac Burns with the Clatsop County Historical Society. Happy almost new year.
Almost new year.
Almost. Still so, 2020, but 2021 is just so close.
We're so happy.
Yes.
So we do have like this day in local history, but since we have about 3 minutes left, I would actually just like to say, you know, that the Clatsop County Historical Society, it's been a tough year. Because last year in 2019, about 83-84% of our income, we're not a county agency, comes from people who walk through the front door, admissions, gift shop sales, donations in the donation box, and being closed for 3-4 months hurts. Mm-hmm. We've had our attendance is probably going to end up being about a third of what it was last year. But I also recognize there are a lot of businesses and a lot of organizations that are in worse trouble. So it's weird when people ask, you know, how's the Historical Society doing? You know, it's doing like a lot of other people, but, you know, there are restaurants that are closed. There are waiters and waitresses that have not had regular paychecks. So I understand it has been a tough year for everybody and every organization. And Santa sharing some of those letters, it weighs heavily on kids. I know that a lot of kids just wanted COVID to go away instead mm-hmm. of getting presents. And it's very moving listening to Santa talk about those letters. But I am just so thankful for the people that that I come in contact with. I get to see the very best in people, whether they're volunteering for my organization, whether they're donating to my organization, things they found or money, being members. And I'm very lucky in my life. So I just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody. This community, Clatsop County, pulls together. They help their neighbors. And 2020 has been rough on everybody, but 2021 is hopefully going to be a little better.
It is. And we are in a great, great area, great hometown. So it's nice to be here and to be among one another, because that's what we are doing, right? We're focusing on what matters the most.
Yeah. And, you know, you get to see that at Providence as well.
I do. Yeah, so. It's great. Well, thank you so much. We're happy to be here. Thank you for sharing your evening with us. And we look forward to celebrating 2021 with all of you.
The next show will be next year. So go make some history. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us for An Adventure in History. An Adventure in History is created and produced by the Clatsop County Historical Society and brought to you by KMUN.